Emmy, Grammy, Tony, and Oscar winner John Legend has a saying, luck is just opportunity meeting preparation.
By the time I was in that room with Lauryn Hill, I was ready for her to hear me. By the time I was in that room with Kanye, I was ready for him to hear me.
John Legend on the secret to his continued success. Next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, that day of the week when a whole bunch of new albums drop. We're looking at the best releases out on October 4th, starting with the Avett Brothers' Closer Than Together.
I can't take the criticism. I'm eating up with cynicism. All the colors in the prism entering my eyes. Still can't change my mind. I'm a stubborn goat, getting older. Cube of ice, getting colder. Frozen heart and frozen shoulders. That is what I've got. A sweetheart, I'm not. Now I'll soften when it pays the bills. I'll love you in exchange for thrills. I'll surface calls, withdrawal kills. I can smell fresh blood from miles away. I can't be locked up this way. I can't be locked up this way. I can't be locked up like this. Oh no, I can't be locked up this way.
This is the Avett Brothers. Their new album is called Closer Than Together. The song that we're listening to is called Locked Up. Hard to believe they've been at this for almost 20 years now, but here they are with their 10th studio album, their first in 3 years, and this is a real mission-driven record for them.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, I've never really thought of the Avett Brothers as a particularly political band. You know, Seth and Scott Avett, the singers, tend to focus more on, like, what it means to be a good person. And they do a lot of that kind of reflection about good and evil within us. And this record kind of reaches outward more than any of their others in terms of actual political ideas. There are songs about gun violence. There are songs about just kind of the state of America.
Yeah, they question, like, unchecked patriotism, right, and the patriarchy.
Yeah, they write like fairly blunt lyrics. They're not necessarily guys whose lyrics you can't parse what they're trying to say. And so here, these lyrics are very direct and kind of just singing about stuff you've never really heard them sing about before.
Largely acoustic throughout the record, kind of folky songs, the kind of songs that you'd expect to get from them, but they do get kind of big and loud at times. Here's a little bit of the opening cut. It's called Bleeding White. But I do think that you can really feel them reaching on this record. Yeah. And this is maybe my favorite one that they've done out of the last few records. The Avett Brothers' Closer Than Together is the record. Let's go next to Angel Olsen. She's got an incredible new album out called All Mirrors. This is Angel Olsen, the singer Angel Olsen. Her new album is called All Mirrors, and the song we're listening to is called What It Is. And NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna joins us to gush over this one with us. And man, does she take a big swing on this one.
It is something sort of wild. She got her start as a sort of like folk indebted singer, and now you've got this lush orchestral album. There's a 14-piece orchestra backing her. I just think this is so expansive. For me, it is ultimately about wrestling with the vision of what you are in the world versus what you perceive to be in your head. And it's so fascinating to watch so many emotions unravel over the course of this record.
She had originally envisioned this as two albums released simultaneously with the same songs. So she recorded these kind of intense solo recordings, and then she envisioned a different recording that would be the same songs but performed with a full band with these kind of orchestral arrangements. And she found after she recorded the solo thing, as she started to build these songs out, she became more and more committed to like this particular form for these songs. I'm really hoping that we eventually get that companion piece because the songwriting is so solid, even as these songs are just decked out in these strings and synths, and there's so much going on just sonically.
There are so many moments on the record that I felt were just like almost heart-stopping, that just took my breath away. I think a good example of it is on this song called New Love Cassette. There is so much to get into on this record, Angel Olsen's All Mirrors. Later this month, Bob Boylan is actually going to have a conversation with Angel Olsen and John Conkleton about the record and how they made it all happen.
I can't wait to hear that.
Angel Olsen, All Mirrors is the album. And Lindsay, stay with us for this next one. I know you're a fan of it as well. It comes from Wilco. The album is called Ode to Joy. This is Wilco. Their new album is called Ode to Joy. This song is called Citizens. I can't say enough about how much I love this band. So Lindsay, why don't you tell me what it is that you're loving about this one this week?
I am in the same boat as you. This feels like such a breath of fresh air. It really takes a lot of the elements that I think fans have come to love, those inventive guitars that just like feel so jagged and reckless and exciting and enthralling, and it puts them on sort of that lower acoustic tempo that the band is really locked into. But I think if you dig really deep into the record, you get a sense that Jeff is really articulating how he's feeling. As a fan, I think there's something really accessible and beautiful about someone really letting you in that vulnerable way. And I think that that's actually what the Angel Olsen and the Wilco records have in common.
Yeah, Jeff Tweedy, I think, has been really slowly stripping everything down and pulling back from his sound over the last few records. But there is so much percolating.
Yep.
This is another record that has a lot more to dig into. And Bob Boylan will also be talking with Jeff Tweedy about this record. Actually, just next week, they're going to have a guest DJ session together. Jeff will talk about how this record came together and then share some of his favorite songs by other artists. And the album from Wilco is called Ode to Joy. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, guys.
Let's do one more album before we take a break. This comes from the R&B singer Summer Walker. Her new record is called Over It.
We got London on the track.
I should have known better. Can't even pretend like I don't want it again. On a brain all the time. Thinking about the things that we did. You did something. But shit like this don't happen too often. It's the way you put it down. Oh, no, with no one else around. Got me taking a step on the wild side. Cutting all ties with them other guys. Where you look in my eyes. Helping me rise and slow. You made me wanna come through. Quarter up to two. Just to put it down on you. You made me wanna replay all of the things that you and me went through. You made me wanna come.
This is Summer Walker. Her new record is called Over It. The song we're listening to is called Come Through. And NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael joins us for this one. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
Summer Walker, a singer-songwriter from your home there in Atlanta, who put out her debut full-length record last year called Last Day of Summer. And she's already back with a follow-up.
Yeah, well, like you said, she's from Atlanta. And she put out what was officially called a mixtape last year. You know, that, oh, is it a mixtape or is it an album thing? But Over It is kind of her official debut album, so to speak. And it's produced largely by London on the Track, who is a producer who's best known for working with Atlanta rappers like Young Thug. So you kind of already get a sense of the sound that she's steeping herself in.
She is a self-proclaimed introvert, and these songs are very much like diary entries, you know. I think you can really, really hear that on a track like Fun Girl, I want to play a little bit of, because it's really like nothing else on the record.
Remember what you told me? Said I wasn't made right. Said I wasn't cut right. That's why I'm so lonely.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I really love about her when she's kind of in that kind of a groove. And she's really elusive for a new artist. Like, on the surface, you know, she seems like she's straight up contemporary R&B, the same kind of R&B that's been coming out of Atlanta since, like, L.A. Reid and Babyface set up shop here. But then when you start to dig beneath that surface, you really find out she's really more of a traditional singer-songwriter.
This is a really stuffed record. It's 18 songs in 49 minutes. It's got stars peppered throughout it. The last track on this record is called Girls Need Love, and it's a song about, like, asserting female desire, and about midway through it, all of a sudden this voice comes in, and it's just, it's Drake, of course. Like, right. I feel sorry for myself. And it's just like, man, you pulled out all the stops for this record.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, like I say, this is supposed to be like her big splashy debut, you know, and the sound is a little different. It's tweaked a little different, but even in that song Fun Girl, you can hear her kind of singing about things that she presumes make her undesirable, especially for like a long-term relationship, right? So is it because she's too independent? She makes her own money, or she loves who she wants? You know, she really tends to sing about broken hearts, and she really has like this kind of dark, brooding middle finger aspect about like the way she sings about sexual politics, and especially how they tend to play out between men and women in ways that leave women on the losing end by society standards. And I think that's kind of her mantra for the album. You know, she's over it.
Summer Walker is the singer. Her new album is Over It. Thanks, Rodney.
Hey, appreciate you, Robert.
We still have a handful of other albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday and our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Jack Daniel's is the oldest, mellowest, whiskiest whiskey, and every drop is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee. It's how Jack Daniel himself made it over a century ago, and it's how they still do it today. Jack Daniel's, turning nights into stories since 1866. Please drink responsibly.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on October 4th. We start the second half of our show off with Dermot Kennedy and his latest. It's called Without Fear.
When everything was broken, The devil hit his second stride. But you remember what I told you. Someday I'll need your spine to hide behind. For fear of moments stolen, I don't wanna say goodnight, but I still see you in the morning. Still know your heart and still know both your eyes. I could've told you about the long nights, how no one loves the birds that don't rise. So you can tell the heroes go hide. My sense of wonder is just a little tired. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I know you'd never leave me behind, but I am lost this time. Are we destined to burn or will we last the night? I will hold you till I hold you right. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine.
This is Dermot Kennedy, the singer Dermot Kennedy. His album is Without Fear, and this song is called Lost. Stephen, you give me a hard time when we play a certain kind of music that, you know, is just bred in a lab for me. This is Stevenium, I think you would call it, weaponized Stevenium.
Man, I have been beating the drum for this guy for 18 plus months. He was my breakout favorite from South by Southwest in 2018. He had only put stuff out in his home country of Ireland. He's put out single after single, but this is a full-length statement from him, and it is just packed with amazing songs. He kind of meets in this point where you know, that big voiced, you know, folk rock, but it's also cut with beats. I mean, he put out an EP with a hip hop producer, and that kind of a little bit of an electronic feel to it, kind of underneath. When he did a Tiny Desk concert last year, he brought a gospel choir. Yeah. He's an ambitious dude, and what is so striking about this record is just how many great songs are on it. I don't think there's a dud on it, and it's 13 songs deep.
And as you say, he's from Ireland. He's a pretty big deal in Ireland. He's had tens of millions of streams of his songs. Hasn't reached as big of an audience in the States yet with the two EPs that he's put out and the singles, but this debut full length for him might be the one to do it.
It is auspicious, and my God, man. Listen to this record. Spend time with this record. I love it so much.
Dermot Kennedy. The album is called Without Fear. Let's go next to the rapper Danny Brown. Danny Brown has a new record out called You Know What I'm Saying.
Mix and ripple, listen in the mini ripple tape. Yeah. It's quite simple. I'm mixed all over instrumental. Detrimental to hip. Lyrics is quick to sing. Fuck around and ink. Make them make my me. I whip your head, they gotta wrap it up like you was in. No can be continued. Like attending to you. Think I'm down, mate, and that's the way I give it to you. Every day, same shit, different water bottle. Fuck the game up, you niggas buzzing like a tie. Bunch of Danny kind, but they trash and sloppy. Mistake that butter run and you deserve a highway ride.
This is the rapper Danny Brown. His new album is called You Know What I'm Saying. This song that we're listening to is called Savage Nomad. And NPR Music, Sydney Madden joins us to talk about this one. Hey, Sydney.
What's up, Robin?
Danny Brown, a rapper from Detroit. This is his fifth studio album, and he calls it his stand-up comedy album.
Danny's music, for me, it has always evoked kind of destruction, headbanging, this like left-of-center chaos and absurdity. But I love the notes of comedy that you get all throughout this album specifically. There's so many funny one-liners even on this song alone. Like he says, you're always on some different shit. Your whole style is impotent. I ignore a whore like an email from LinkedIn. And he emphasizes LinkedIn. And I know we've all ignored emails from LinkedIn in the past. Anyway, I like these type of moments where he gets super heady and kind of very internet funny in a way. And especially compared to his last album, Atrocity Exhibition, which was more grim and a little dark feeling, this by comparison feels so light and happy and triumphant. And it really feels like after years of being one of rap's most prominent oddballs and the clownish type, he's settling into not an elder statesman status, but kind of like how J. Cole says on the song Middle Child, he's right in the middle of two generations.
Yeah, he's someone who in the past has always had kind of an outsized personality, right? You'd see photos of him. His tongue was always hanging out.
Yeah, exactly. Larger hair, than life, yeah, crazy hair.
Sticking in lots of different directions.
And his teeth were always like jagged on purpose, and he said he was never going to change it. And you notice he did get his teeth fixed for this album cycle.
And he cut all his hair back. Mm-hmm. And he's just a bit more buttoned up now.
Yeah, the whole album was actually executive produced by Q-Tip. And I think the fact that Danny and Q-Tip got together and really had this mentorship relationship with putting the album together, that's why it feels more buttoned up and put together and concise all the way through, the way you were saying.
Danny Brown is the rapper. His new record is You Know What I'm Saying. Thanks, Sydney.
Thank you.
We still have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a handful of other notable releases that we want to be sure to mention, starting with the band Dive, spelled like Roman numerals, D-I-I-V. Dive has a new record out called Deceiver. There is a new, I don't even know what to call it, death metal maybe, record by the band Gate Creeper. I know Lars Gotrich is a huge fan.
Big Lars Gotrich record.
Gate Creeper has a new record out called Deserted. The band Lightning Dust. Lightning Dust is back with a new record called Spectre. Also, we've got a new album from The Penguin Cafe. The Penguin Cafe is back with an album called Handfuls of Night. And also the rapper Superboy has a new album out called Jaguar.
A lot of stuff this week. The Darkness is back with a hilariously over-the-top record called Easter is Canceled. Lisa Prank, who does kind of bubblegum punk, has a really charming new record called Perfect Love Song. Nick Cave is back with a concept album. We have not received it yet, which is why we're not covering it more prominently on the show, called Ghost Teen. The Southern rock band North Mississippi All-Stars are back with an album called Up and Rolling. And That Dog, a really wonderful band from the 90s, is back with its first album in 22 years.
Amazing.
It is called, appropriately enough, Old LP. they're calling it that in part because they've been working on it on and off for years and years.
All those albums out now on October 4th, along with the last one that we want to feature. It comes from the band San Fermin. It's called The Cormorant One.
Thinking back on all my friends, years and years of birthday parties, little fiends on Halloween, monsters in the fields. Losing track of all my friends, guess who's moving in together? Put a grown-up costume on, only you and me. Haunted houses where we sleep, with the ghosts and boyfriends watching. Guess we want for nothing, how paradoxical. Brace the walls with good intentions, temporary architecture. Build me something beautiful, beautiful. Why you have to be a goddamn saint? Don't you see it only makes this hard?
This is San Fermin. The band San Fermin, and the album is called The Cormorant One. This song is Saints. It's called Saints. It's a band from Brooklyn. This is their fourth full-length record, and it's kind of a concept album for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff this week.
It really is.
I've loved this band for quite a while now. Ellis Ludwig Leone specializes in arty chamber pop, and he loves a concept album, and this is a concept album. And this record, Cormorant 1, as you can tell from the title, tells only half the story. Cormorant 2 is supposed to come out early next year.
It basically follows a man and a woman from their childhoods at the very beginning, all the way to their death, you know, through coming of age, dating, growing older, and all the joys and sorrows along the way and ups and downs in life. And I think it inevitably has a very cinematic quality to these songs. And I want to play a little bit of another one called Hickman Creek.
This is a big swing artistically, but then the songwriting is so crisp on top of it. I mean, you really get a sense from that song just how sturdy the craftsmanship behind these songs is. And then you've got five different vocalists voicing these different characters over the course of their lives. This part one is only 26 minutes long. It's eight songs. But Ellis Ludwig Leone packs a ton into that short space.
San Fermin is the band. This is the Cormorant One. And the second part, sometime next year, we don't have a release date yet, but the story is not over yet.
No, it's not.
And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you like New Music Fridays, tell your friends about the program and sign up for the NPR Music newsletter. We only send it out once a week, but it's a great way to keep up with our latest news and features, including tiny desks, interviews, and new playlists. Just go to npr.org/music newsletter, npr.org/music newsletter. To hear full versions of the songs we played on this week's show, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in Spotify and Apple Music. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.